Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ossie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy DeShong. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jimmy DeShong. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to third. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Pete steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peet hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive beyond first. Bonura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0-for-1 in the game. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura strikes out. There goes Walker. The throw from Hagen to second, and Walker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. DeShong fields it and throws to third for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeShong fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik pinch hits for Jimmy DeShong. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hill who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Bonura scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Sid Cohen now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pete trying to get to home. Stone throws the ball into Hagen who tags Pete who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sewell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.